And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'll be with you on air tonight until 9 p.m. And starting off the program, we heard some new Canadian music. And we started off the program with an artist named Elle Celeste, a Calgary-based artist. And she has a new album out called Call On Me. You heard the track called Back Again. And you can check this out at Celeste.bandcamp.com. And Elle Celeste is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, the Earshot online charts, and right now sitting at number 47, so it's a new release. And if you're not familiar, you can check out the charts at earshot-online.com. It's a great way to check out new music and find out music that stations like CITR are currently playing. And like I said, I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. Hope everyone's doing pretty good and having a fun evening. There's a lot of Halloween parties going on right now. It looks like there's a big one going outside UBC. So whatever you're doing, make sure you stay safe and look after your friends. Make sure everyone makes it home safely and has not drank too much and doesn't drink and drive and stuff like that. So just whatever you're doing, just be safe and enjoy the evening. Hopefully you're listening to CITR, but... So up next, we're going to hear some more Canadian music. We're going to hear some newer stuff, from a Montreal group called Dawn to Dawn. And I'm excited to play this. This is a project, of Tess Roby, as well as, who's a solo artist that I've played a few times. And, she's collaborating with, two other guys I'm not too familiar with, they're named Adam Orr and Patrick Lee. The new album is called Postcards from the Sun to the Moon, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Meridian, and you can check this out at dawntodawn.bandcamp.com. And once again, that features Tess Roby, and they're based out of Montreal, Quebec. After that, we're going to hear something from a Montreal artist on the Editions Apparent record label, an artist named Anna Arobas, a really interesting solo artist making some really great kind of dreamy ambient pop music. The album is called Made to Touch. We're going to hear a track off of that from Anna Arobas, something called Farther West, one of the tracks that features a music video. And you can check this out at editionsapparent.bandcamp.com. And after that, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll play some more. So we'll play some more music right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dawn to Dawn and a track called Meridian.
Thank you. CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was Anna Arobas with the track off the Made to Touch album. You heard the track called Farther West. And Anna Arobas is based in Montreal, Quebec, on the Editions Apparent record label. Prior to that, you heard something from Dawn to Dawn with a track called Meridian off the Postcards from the Sun. That's a new side project from Tess Roby. And it is doing pretty well on the National Campus Radio charts, like I had said, and sitting at number 43 this week, and it's on a record label called Surrounds. And we're gonna keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock, and up next we're gonna hear something from Eddie, artist I played a few weeks ago, a new album out called Fluid. They're a duo out of Montreal, featuring Abigail Galway, I guess, and Danny Trudeau, and they're making some kind of psych, a little bit of soul-inflected rock music, and we're going to hear a track off the album and something called Tears in the Rain off the album called Fluid. After that, a group on hand-drawn at Dracula Records out of Toronto, a album from Fake Palms, and this is a album called Lemons, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Civil Liberties, and this one's kind of a little bit of kind of post-punkish sounding stuff, and you can check it out at handdrawndracula.bandcamp.com. Great label out of Toronto, primarily has a lot of East Coast stuff, but there's a few BC artists on this label. After Fake Palms, we're going to hear a kind of a mathy rock, kind of 90s almost math rock, angular type rock, a band called Moyne, which is a offshoot of a group called Raimi. The album is called Paste, and it's out on the AD93 record label, and I think I've played stuff off the AD93 label. They have a lot of really great experimental electronic music on this label. I've played stuff from Pessimist, and I can't remember what else, but anyways, I think I've played some stuff from Moyne in the past, but anyways, the new album is called Paste, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Yep Yep, and once again, it's kind of an angular post-hardcore sound, a little bit of a kind of Discord Records style to this. You can check it out at anyways, just look up Moyne Records and or Moyne Bandcamp, and you should be able to find it, and they're based out of London. And right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Eddie out of Montreal with a track called Tears in the Rain.
Staring out a bay with your phone light. An empty shame. Trying hard, but my mind won't realize that a flame has flamed.
We'll be right back.
And that was a project called Moyne, and that's made up of Joe Andrews and Tom Halstead, who you may know as Raimi, the electronic artist, and he's also the person behind Blackest Ever Black Records. The new album is called Paste, and you heard the track called Yep Yep, and it's very kind of dark, angular, kind of jarring math rock sound, similar to, I guess, maybe some kind of touch and go type math rock, maybe a little bit of Discord Records influence. And before that, you heard something from Fake Palms out of Eastern Canada and a track called Civil Liberties off the Lemons album that came out on Hand Drawn at Dracula Records. Check it out at handdrawndracula.bandcamp.com. And the top of the set was a group out of Montreal called Eddie, a duo, and you heard the track called Tears in the Sun off the Fluid album, and you can check it out at eddiemusic.bandcamp.com. And up next, we're going to hear an artist that I'm really excited to play, and I completely flew under my radar that she had a new album, and that's Sophie Royer. Her album called Harlequin came out in September a few weeks ago, and I don't know how I missed it, but I'm really excited to play some new music from Sophie. I checked it out earlier this week, and I'm really, really stoked on this album. It's called Harlequin, and it's out on Stone's Throw Records. It's an interesting release for Stone's Throw. It's not super, I guess, hip-hop and urban-oriented. Not that they specialize in that, but it's an interesting fit for this. And I do believe she had a connection to Stone's Throw through some DJing or something like that. Maybe with... Anyways, the album is called Harlequin. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Baker Miller Pink. And the previous album that she put out came out in 2020 called Cult Survivor. It was her debut album. It's also out on Stone Throw Records. That ended up being in my top 10 of 2020. So anyways, Sophie Royer is based out of Vienna. And after Sophie Royer, we're going to hear some new stuff from Searskew. And this is a artist that is made up of a former project that had broken up. But they're called Them Are Us Too. And the former member who passed away, Cash Askew, passed away in a fire, unfortunately. So that project ended, and then Kennedy Ashland went on to her own project called Searskew, and that's S-R-S-Q. And a debut album came out a few years ago, and I think in 2018, and I did get the chance to see Searskew. She was doing a tour with Godflesh here in Vancouver. It's a very interesting combination. But that's how I came upon her music, and it was a really amazing live show. And anyways, there's a new album out from Searskew called Ever Crashing, and we're going to hear a track off of that tonight. Something called, what do I have queued up? I can't remember what track I had queued up. Anyways, we're going to hear some new stuff from Searskew with the track off the Ever Crashing album. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sophie Royer, and a track called Baker Miller Pink.
Original thought, and that deliberately unbrushed head of hair. presents Chaotica, Volume 3, happening October 30th.
Expect heavy hitting music, floor to ceiling visuals, and a spooky, sexy lineup like DJs Quarterkill, Adam, Haina from China, and more. With live dance performances from Batty Banks, Karajuku, and so many more. Go to the link in the Normie Corp Instagram bio for more details.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
And we're back. That was Sirsku with a track called Elaine Vital off the second album called Ever Crashing that came out on Dace Records. And Sirsku is a work of Kennedy Ashlyn Wenning, and that's a former member of Them Are Us Too. And you can check it out at srsq.bandcamp.com, and she's based out of Dallas, Texas. Prior to that, you heard something from Sophie. I guess Sophie Royer is all she goes by now. I think she previously had gone by Sophie. But you heard a track off the second album called Harlequin, and you heard the really, really catchy track called Baker Miller Pink, and that came out on Stone's Throw Records. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to move into a lot of electronic music for the remainder of the program. A little bit of experimental, house and techno and all kinds of different stuff. So we're going to start it off with something from DJ Plead out of Melbourne, Australia. A new EP out called Quick is what you can hear. And we'll hear a track called Skittles. This is out on the Livity Sound record label. And then after DJ Plead, we're going to hear something from an alter ego of Vladislav Delay. I do believe I've played him a few times. The latest is a project called Rapati Deluxe, which is another name that he goes by. It's out on a label called Rajaton Records, and the album is called Speed Demon. From Rapati Deluxe, we're going to hear a track called Radio King. And then after that, I guess we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9. This is from Melbourne, Australia, with DJ Plead. This track is called Skittles. Thank you. music from Vladislav Delay under the moniker of Rapati Deluxe. That's a new album called Speed Demon. You heard the track called Radio King, and Vladislav Delay is an electronic artist out of Finland. Check it out at vladislavdelay.bandcamp.com. And before that, you heard something from DJ Plead out of Melbourne, Australia, with a track called Skittles off the Quick EP that was just released, and that's out on the Livity Sound record label. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, I'm excited to play new stuff from Caribou, and that's the work of Dan Snaith. It's going there under the moniker of Daphne on this project, and it's got a few releases out on this moniker, I guess. The latest is called Cherry. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Clavicle, and you can check it out at caribouband.bandcamp.com. And I do believe Caribou is currently based out of London right now. And after Daphne, we're going to hear something from an artist named, electronic artist named Shed. That's the work of Rene Polowitz. I've played Shed a number of times, but he goes under a whole bunch of different aliases, such as Triple H, let me see, DD2, Kraft, all kinds of different stuff. But he's a longtime German techno producer that's been around since the mid-2000s. But the latest release from Shed is a moniker of, it's called Hover One. And the latest release is a single called Hover 1 to 5, and it's out on the label called Hover. So anyway, it's a really interesting electronic artist. We're going to hear the track called, let me see, there's only two tracks on this. So we're going to hear the track called 1-5-A. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Daphne. This track is called Clavicle. We'll be right back.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
This is This is.
Was something from Hoover with a track called Hoover 15A, and that's off the Hoover 1-5 EP, and that's the work of the Berlin electronic artist also known as Shed, and Hoover is one of his many alter egos. And before Shed, or I guess before Hoover, you heard tracks from a track from Daphne. The new album is called Cherry, and you heard the track called Clavicle, and Daphne is a project from Dan Snaith of Caribou, and you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to keep going with some more electronic music on the program. We're going to try to fit in as much as we can, and we're going to hear something from a project called Paro. That's the work of a Mexico City-based artist out on the Comeme record label. The new album is called Gala Vision. We're going to hear a track off of that. Something called They're Here is what you're going to hear. And then after Paro, and that's P-A-U-R-R-O, we're going to hear something from Emika Obguba. And I'm sure I'm butchering that, but that's an electronic artist out of Germany. And there's a new label or a new album out that's just some coordinates, and I'm not going to pronounce them on air, but anyways, we're going to hear a track called Wall. Really, really interesting, kind of darker, sinister electronics, and this is out on the Danfotronics record label, and you can check it out at on their Danfotronics Bandcamp, which I don't have handy, but I think if you do a search for it, you should be able to find it. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Paro, followed by Emika Ogbo right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I also want to mention, if you missed anything that I said, you can also head to CITR.ca and you can grab the show link, and you can check the play sheet on the show in case you missed anything that I said. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Wool. Sorry, I'm just having this little bit of a technical difficulties right now, and I'm just trying to get everything queued up. This is a track called Verbal... No, wait. Wole? W-O-L-E is what we're going to hear. Sorry, I'm just having a really bad show at the very end. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from called Wole.
Thank you.
And we're back. Apologies for technical difficulties. I decided to talk one more time before I end off the program. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. You heard the track from Emeka Ogbo with a track called Wool. And I'm going to close off the evening tonight with something from Paro. And that's Paulina Rodriguez and a new album called Galavision. We'll hear the track called They're Here. And you can check us out at PAURO.bandcamp.com. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. This is a track from Paro.
robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding universities.